Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have the pleasure of some wines from the Kos Winery, C-O-S, and the reason it's the Kos Winery is those are the initials of the people who actually own the winery. This was a lovely winery from Sicily, which had three very, very interesting wines. Let's start with the Pitos Bianco. This had some indigenous grapes to the area, correct?
It's 100% Greconico.
There you have it.
And this wine is characterized by a really deep golden color. I mean, this is no pale straw-colored wine. It's beautiful. It has some resin and minerality. The fruit you get is baked pear. It's an intense wine, but really, really lovely.
Also interesting was the Pitos Red, and this was a different kind of red. This was kind of a strawberry reddish.
Right. It was made in the style of Cerasuolo, which is a little bit like making a rosé. You have that intense color, but it's a lighter wine. It was a mix of Frappato and Nero d'Avola, and people will know Nero d'Avola from mainland Italy. Light, appealingly fruity, really bright fruit, beautiful magenta color.
And this we had the pleasure of eating with some arancini, which is kind of a rice ball with various types of food in the middle. You could have peas or mortadella or mozzarella or egg. And this was just an amazing combination.
Yeah, it was lovely.
We should also point out that this food that we had that was spectacular came from the Vandiver Inn in Havre de Grace. And these people know how to cook.
They certainly do.
Excellent. We save the best for last. This was the Maldafrica. This was a rich, beautiful, uniquely Sicilian red wine. What was in it?
It was a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, and then again Frappato. What was lovely about this wine, besides its name, and I will tell you what that means in just a moment, it was redolent of dried herbs, particularly rosemary and lavender. And if you've ever been to Sicily, especially in the countryside, you'll know that people have just wild hedges of this. And that fragrance was in the wine. It just really spoke particularly of Sicily.
I have to say, spending 4 days in Sicily were four of the most unforgettable days of my life. And it is a place I definitely want to go back to. And these are the sort of beautiful, high-quality wines that they're making there now.
Well, that yearning to go back to Sicily has a connection to the name of the wine, which is Maldafrica. You spell that Maldafrica. And initially we thought like bad Africa, mal Africa, I don't know. But it was explained to us that it's a Sicilian word and it means yearning, a longing for place. I think it's a beautiful word and I love that concept.
Check out the Kos Vineyards. They are available. You might have to do some ordering, but it is very much worth your while. C-O-S Vineyards from beautiful Sicily. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.